Welcome to Dish Nation!
Baby, somebody rubbing all up on Oprah and it ain't Stedman. Ooh, we got the deets.
And Layla Phaedra Parks joined us to dish about this season of Married to Medicine and much more.
Also, we're dishing with Timothée Chalamet and Keegan-Michael Key about their new movie, Wonka. But what you got first, HK?
Okay, we gonna kick things off with a bang. It's time for a...
Smash Alert!
That's right, and today we got Tom Cruise, and he was reportedly canoodling at a party in London with a socialite named Elsina Kayrova. Now, she's the daughter of a prominent Russian politician and the ex-wife of a diamond trading tycoon. Now, if you don't know how old Tom Cruise is, despite looking, you know, 15, he's 61.
Wow.
And Elsina is 36. She's a former model and a British citizen, but get this. During her divorce from the diamond trader, Elsina was accused of hiding millions of pounds worth of handbags instead of including them in her assets.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, what the husband need the handbags for anyway?
That's not true. Yeah.
Well, it's the value. It's the value of the handbags. You got to declare this stuff in a divorce.
Well, with me being a fashionista, I need to know what type of handbags, designer bags they were. Were they Coach or were they...
I doubt it.
Michael Kors.
Whatever it was pounds of them. Pounds is a lot of handbags, okay? Pounds is a lot of handbags, especially if nothing wasn't in them, okay? Oh, my goodness.
I like this for Tom Cruise. You know what? Maybe he's not so big in Russia. Like, obviously, he's an international movie star, but all the American actresses, everybody knows about him too much. Maybe he can have, like, a new relationship with somebody foreign.
Yeah.
You think
Tom Cruise? Hey, Mark, you giving me the weird look on that.
Yeah, because they Mission Impossible yes. everywhere and in Russia.
I was going to say, you don't think Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise in Russia?
Maybe not on the level that he's TC here.
I think in Russia, they call him Tomsky.
It's probably worse in Russia.
Worse. Comrade Tom.
Okay, y'all, if you watch the Drew Barrymore show, you know that Drew likes to get all up close and personal with her guests, literally. She's definitely a close talker, y'all. Well, in a clip of her recent interview with Oprah, it just went viral because not only is Drew holding Oprah's hand, she's caressing her arm. Check it out.
My crew used to be like, oh, my God, how much time is she going to spend talking to that audience?
Okay, no, by the way, I promise you.
Will she please?
He just pulled her back in.
Go, so yes! We can get the next audience.
Yes, you guys, do you hear that?
Give me my hand back.
I'm working on it. The hand
is going to the lap. Here goes into the lap. Oprah, put your hand in your lap.
What did she grab it again? Well, Oprah didn't mind at all, y'all. She told TMZ, I was actually comforted by the stroking of the arm. I went home and told Stedman, you got to stroke my arm.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
It's like Drew popped a molly before doing the show this morning.
Okay, she needed the touch.
She had Oprah's like finger on her chin just staring at her, dogging her.
I love Drew, though, and I get what she's trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like have a personable conversation with somebody. But it's too much. It really is. I can't stand when somebody talk to me like this. That drives me bananas.
Yeah, but she was trying to get at Gail, honey, I think.
Bye.
I think she was trying to get at Gail, bitch. Trying to let her know she's over here now.
Wow. So,
I'm telling
you. Wow.
It was such a weird thing for her to be doing, but also the close-ups on Oprah's face was like, didn't matter at all to her.
Yeah, she didn't seem bothered.
She's such a Jedi that she knows how to not, I think, express everything or any, like, even if she's confused or doesn't know what's going on, she always seems in control. Like, right. All right, this is happening.
Y'all just being nice. That lady wanted her arm back.
No, she definitely wanted it back. She just wasn't letting it read.
She looked stressed and like, let my arm go. I don't know what face y'all was looking at.
Montel Williams could never.
All right, so moving on. So listen up, black men. Damson Idris, honey, has a PSA for any of you finding joy in treating our black queens, black women, with anything other than respect. Now, Damson had this honey, to say, so head crack, do us the honor.
I see so much unprovoked hatred towards black women today by predominantly grown black men, especially towards our young stars that are just trying to do their thing. The compulsion to humble these women perhaps make you feel like more of a man. I promise you, you aren't meant to us. A New Year's approaching. Grow up, bruv.
Oh.
That was good.
Oh, really?
Thanks, Ed Crack.
You're welcome.
When I think about that, he reading them comments about his woman.
About Miss Harvey?
About Miss Harvey, baby. And he's like, listen, Linda, you will not talk about me and mine.
All right, then.
That's what's up. The fact that he's so invested in how things in the outside world make his girl feel. You know what I mean? That's going like, did it make y'all ovaries jump just a little bit? I'm talking to y'all on the TV.
So y'all feel this true? Do y'all feel this is true?
What's true?
What he said. That black men do this?
I haven't dated a black man in a while.
Me
so
neither.
It's been a minute.
Gotta throw it out to the audience.
I forgot.
Well, let's move on to this.
Me neither.
What say you, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
You're the resident expert.
How do black men treat our black queens?
They don't treat us all that good.
How was it dealing with black men?
Yeah, I forgot I was a black queen. Yeah, they do that. Go ahead, take my.
And then him either, because it's a queen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So nobody up here is dating a black man.
Not at all. Not this time.
Okay.
All right, everybody, let's move on to this.
Didn't see this coming.
All right, y'all. So a new survey, buckle up, has come out about men.
Oh.
And it seems as though HK, Tanner, and Gary, 50% of y'all really believe, now, check this out.
Uh-oh.
Y'all really believe you can land safely a plane.
What?
In the event of an emergency.
Wow.
With absolutely no training at all.
No, they don't.
Now, see, movies like Top Gun, Passenger 57, and Snakes on the Plane got y'all out here all delusional, right? And HK and Tanner, y'all, are y'all part of this 50% fool club?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you can land a plane?
Not only have I seen Top Gun, I've also seen Iron Eagle.
Oh.
One and two. And but I can land the plane in Grand Theft Auto 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I've done flight simulators. I've done VR things. And they really make these things like how it feels to land the actual plane. Now, granted, I have crashed it a gang of times. But I've gotten to a point where, I feel like I could do it.
I would be happy to co-pilot with HK just for how positive and confident he is. But on a large plane, I just want to apologize to everyone. I'm not your man. It's not going to be pretty. But on like a small plane, like with a little regular propeller, I feel like I could.
You could do that?
Like a small plane
like with no training.
I could definitely land a plane.
What?
You grab the shaft, girl,
Gary.
And you hold it,
Gary.
And you shift it, and then you make sure if you hold it, and you just have to sit on it and go down, and you just land gently.
No, Gary, that's not a plane, huh?
Gary's not letting planes land on his runway.
That's something else, Gary. I remember me and you rode a plane with Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
And you could not handle sitting on the plane.
Yeah.
It was a smaller plane. You was like, hold me, bitch! And you was scared and you was shaking like a leaf.
It hit me so bad.
Because ain't nobody holding your grown ass. Oh, God.
Where was Drew Barrymore when you needed her, right?
Yeah, Drew. There's not like a good cockpit, so.
Okay, moving on. Beep, beep, beep. All right. Leave the World Behind is the number one movie on Netflix right now. And if you missed it last week, Andrew Freund sat down with its stars, Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, to dish about it. Make sure you check that out on DishNation.com.
Ooh, up next, my favorite mortician and lawyer, Miss Phaedra Parson, is here to dish on her first season on Married to Medicine and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so season 10 of Married to Medicine is in full swing.
Yes.
And baby, there's a familiar face, honey, that's joined the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend, the one and only Miss Phaedra Parks.
Hey, girl.
What's up, mama?
So, Phaedra, tell us how you like being on Married to Medicine. How is it different than The Real Housewives?
Well, I mean, I've enjoyed it, but it's different because these are, professional women.
Mm-hmm.
They come to work on time. Most of them. and they just they're calm. They're very calm, but, they do like to scream.
Oh, really?
There's some screamers in the crew.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the housewives, do you keep in touch with any of them? And who's the last housewife you texted?
Well, I was just with Cynthia and Sheree 2 nights ago. We went to see my girlfriend and their girlfriend, too, Luann from New York.
Oh, her cabaret.
For her cabaret.
Ah.
And then we all went to Nobu for dinner. I'm going to post the pictures later, so catch those.
Cute.
So I talked to pretty much all of them.
Y'all went to Nobu here?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, in Japan.
Okay. Yo, and you're a mortician, and you threw a funeral for Quad so she could be resurrected back into the group. Are there any other celebrities that you'd be interested in, like, throwing a resurrection or a funeral for?
I would love to do a resurrection service for Will Smith. I think he deserves a second chance.
He does. I said that, too, honey. Yeah. He did that good performance on the hip-hop thing.
He killed that. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
And then I would have Dr. Jackie sew together Jada's mouth. So she won't keep talking so much.
Oh.
Yeah. Do they have to lay in the coffin, though?
Well, Quad wanted to lay in the coffin. She was happy. She said, hey, can you put mother in my coffin? I said, girl, I can do it.
Oh, wow.
So I put mother in it. She got in it. She was very comfortable.
Oh, okay.
But it's a great mattress.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're silly posturepedic, you know? Mm-hmm. Very good for the back.
Oh, well, that is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun.
Batesville made good casting.
Oh, Batesville.
Oh, my dad was a mortician for 38, honey. Yes. So I know about Batesville and all the
other. Come on, join me sometime.
Mm, yeah, we could get some of these people on this stage, honey, now. But anyway, speaking of Quad, honey. So how's your relationship, honey, with her? Now, y'all still friends? And I saw a clip where you said you didn't want to hang out with her anymore.
No. I said I was not going to bring her to another gathering, and particularly a gathering with Toya, which was going to be Napa.
Yeah.
Because I saw the intensity of their relationship. And so I don't want to be depicted as the person that's always bringing someone to the party that everyone's in a fight with.
For sure. Mm.
So, but what about Honey Tea? I mean, High Tea, whatever
Sweet
name.
Tea.
Sweet Tea. Yeah, now Sweet Tea was there too.
Yeah.
She was invited.
Yeah, I invited to Sweet Tea's bachelor. I sure did.
Yeah.
Because everyone had been talking about Quad, so I said, let me just bring her here so they can ask the questions to her instead of me. Yeah, that's a good friend.
No, Phaedra.
You don't think so, Brad?
No, you know you should not have walked Quad up in that lady's whatever. She had a meltdown and everything, Lord.
Well, the meltdown y'all was
done
actually...
Y'all done got Sweet Tea on there to be the mule, the whatever.
Is it like a dinner for schmucks kind of thing where, like, you get their jokes on you?
Yeah,
post that. You know what? Sweet Tea, I love Sweet Tea, and she's really a really fun girl.
Yeah, but Phaedra, though, this is it, honey. She moved into Quad's old house, honey. I don't think that was cute.
She did?
Yes.
Yes.
That takes a special kind of woman.
I mean, the market's bad.
Right. Yeah, the market is bad.
It ain't that bad.
But he owns the house. I mean, if she's okay with it, I can't be concerned with it. Very happy. She's very happy. So happiness is happy.
We got to move on.
Please come on.
Okay. She's going to hang out here with us for a little bit, and she's going to come back a little later in the show. But up next, Andrew Freund caught up with Timothée Chalamet, Keegan-Michael Key, and the rest of the cast in the new movie, Wonka. So come right back.
I didn't know that lady moved into that lady's old house.
Yes, she's in the house.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Timothée Chalamet and the cast of Wonka. Check it out. Okay, so one of the things about Wonka that I love is that he really kind of like stirs the pot, but he gets away with it because he's so damn charming.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, in your own lives, can you get away with stuff because you're so damn charming?
I think
he can.
So you think so?
Absolutely.
I think every now and again, because I like to employ that good old what you me?
Uh huh.
You know that.
That's the acting.
He's able to like evade taxes and. He's taking it to another level.
What was one of your more recent golden ticket moments in your life? Within the past, let's say, like 2 weeks.
Well, I would say this is a little golden ticket. I finished my Invisalign process. So that was really a golden ticket because I am so, like, I was so bad with it. I could not.
It was so bad.
So bad. But I got through it. And now, yes, that was definitely a golden ticket moment.
As someone who's done Invisalign, that is no small feat. That is no small feat, for sure. Now, there's a lot of candy companies have a lot of slogans. I'm going to say a famous slogan, and you tell me what candy that's from.
Okay.
Oh.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
That is Almond Joy.
Oh.
Yeah. See? I'm going to pretend like I don't know, like, at the top of every answer, but I probably know them all.
Melts in your mouth, but not in your hand.
You know, I've heard that before. M&M's.
She got it.
Wait, I should have thought about that.
Now, obviously, Timmy has served more looks this press trip than McDonald's does burgers.
Uh-huh, yes.
But here's the real question, and your guys are going to love this. I want to know what Keegan would be like in certain looks that Timmy has worn throughout the press trip. I have photos.
Let's see.
First.
Photoshop? No.
Are they Photoshop? It's a picture.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm looking like, oh my God, look at that.
That's actually amazing. Actually looks that, incredible.
Okay, that's so pretty good.
Who wore it better? Timmy or Keegan?
I'm going Keegan there.
You think I wore that better? That's a Morpheus look right there. We call that the Morpheus.
That was the Morpheus. Okay, so that's the first look that Timmy's worn. Now.
Oh my gosh. I would rock that look. Okay, let's see.
That's also hard.
I feel that is really, that is Timmy's look.
Okay.
I agree that's Timmy's look.
What about this look? What about that look?
It's hard.
See,
you got to take your shirt off now because he does the no shirt blazer.
He does the no shirt blazer thing all the time and rocks that look.
Yes.
You rock
this
that
is
look.
Amazing, though.
Also, weren't you cold? Weren't you freezing?
That's why I have this cough.
There we go.
Oh, great. Now he just coughed all over my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last one.
Give me the gold. That one I'm going to give to me.
That's a Timmy look right there. That's 100% a Timmy. Okay. I love that you fashioned these. That's you.
Final question, kind of just encapsulate why this Wonka is different than the other Wonkas, would you say?
Wonka is full of joy and optimism. His spirit hasn't been curdled yet, and he won't take no for an answer, and he's full of a hat full of dreams. And this is a joyous, optimistic Wonka that won't take no for an answer.
This guy knows his sound bites.
Yeah. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back! Yay! Yes. So now, Phaedra, Carlos King, honey, recently told your castmate, Dr. Heavenly, that you weren't open enough on the show about your life. So, what did you have to say about that, boo?
Well, my thing is I'm new to this group. I knew them all well before this.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta stay watching and tune in. I mean, you're gonna see plenty more.
Oh, yeah.
And you're gonna see even a deeper connection with the medical field. But, you know, that's coming up.
Okay, Phaedra. All right, well, switching gears, I was looking at your photos on your Instagram page, and you were given a little bit of a thirst trap a couple days ago. Would you call this, guys, Battle of the Thirst Traps? Is this a trap right here?
I think that's just showing this beautiful dress that the lovely Laura made for me out of New York, and the essence was the back of it.
Did you say the essence? I'm sorry.
That too, Tanner.
Yeah. But that's definitely not a third shot. Phaedra done been in stuff that sheer hell.
Yes, she has.
No, but it's the look back at it of it all. You know what you do with your eyes. Beautiful.
It's giving you what you can do with the back.
Oh.
Amen. Well,
look back at it, Tanner.
Yeah. It's getting. Jesus.
Yeah, we'll get you some water. Well, thank you, Miss Phaedra. We love you so much. Thank you for dishing with us. Now, y'all got to check out this season of Married to Medicine. It's definitely juicy. My favorite show on Bravo, by the way. Everybody, make sure you tune in this Sunday on Bravo to Married to Medicine.
Yes. Peacock on Mondays.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.